Captain Dan. When you hear that music, get up and dance, because it's time to connect the dots. And this is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, people. This show marks the beginning of daylight savings time in New York City. That's right. If you're in New York City, you should have already turned your clock from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. How about that? That's it. This show is the beginning of daylight savings time forever. Maybe. Who knows? Hey, and get ready. Get ready for the new moon. It starts at 5 a.m. New York City time, 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And a new moon is the perfect time to start a new project. And then it builds up with the power of the moon until it becomes a full moon. So you got a couple hours to get put in your mind, what new project would you like to start? Because the best time to start a new project is always at the beginning of a new moon. And that's your educational lesson for tonight. Yeah, hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America, where me and everybody else that gets on the show can talk the truth. We don't have to worry about censorship or any of that other stupid restrictions they have on those other networks. And the truth needs to be spoken. There's so many things happening now. And as to what happened in the last week, last Sunday, and Sunday over here in New York City now, March 10th, daylight saving time. And last Sunday, you might have heard that Jacob Rothschild had died a little over a week ago, and he was captured by the light forces on the etheric plane and was taken where he belongs, to be disintegrated in the central sun of the universe. And that's the update on what's been going on behind the scenes. And back on land here, some very important battle was won at a public meeting in Maricopa, I think that's how you say it. Maricopa County, Arizona. Yeah, it's the county where you got Phoenix and other big towns and something. Hey, it's a big county population-wise. And some real patriots, namely Michelle Kwan, C-L-A-N-N, sometimes referred to as Nikki, M-I-K-I, Klon, and her support team went to the local board meeting and served them with notices, writs, which under common law are commandments, I hear, and telling them that they are not legitimate officials, and also that they had accusing them of participating in fraudulent activities during the last presidential election. And it put them on notice that they were obligated to pay $21 million, that's board of 12 people of Maricopa County. Immediately, which upon one of the members says, this meeting is closed, and they all try to run away. But Michelle Kwan and her supporters did not let them get away too easily, and they followed them up to the seventh floor to make sure, besides yelling at them, we're serving you this notice. This is a big battle, because it turns out if they can't disprove the claim made against them, they are going to have to be obligated for the money and obligated possibly, if they fail to respond according to this event, assuming they have surety bonds, they're supposed to, but the money will be taken out of there from the insurance company that issues surety bonds. These are things you need to look up. And this is a one case already of politicians masquerading as officials, brought to actions brought against them by what's called, they call, the body, can't think of the word now. Anyhow, the group, they refer to themselves as a body. The body sovereign. Okay, this happened about 4 or 5 days ago. Now, you can find out all the details on this by going to Rumble TV. And they got a website, Jane, the People's Operation Restoration.com. Check it out and find out real patriots are winning battles here in America. And this is just the beginning. And we are in war against a crooked corporate government that hijacked the real government back in 1871, and we've been, you know, duped all along, and, you know, the birth certificates, the trust funds set up in our name were declared by maritime law that, which we are operating, we go to the regular courts, maritime law, it's not common law, original constitution was about common law. And there's also something called trust law, but, maritime law refers to everybody born. They took your mother at the hospital, sign the document, they have your name in big, all capital letters, which refers you to as a ship and as a sunken ship. And you go through your whole life, you don't know that you're a sunken ship. That's what they have deemed you as. That's what corporate masquerading officials, you know, that are fraudulent governing people. And remember that. It's time to look that one up again, too. 1871, you know, the corporation takes over America. Of course, all of this was planned way, way back. You know, an interesting point that I bring up occasionally is that in 1776, not only was America declaring independence, the famous Illuminati was forming in Europe. And they were, we know they were planning to take over America as soon as they got their foot in the door. You know, the British had control of us, and they lost it for a short while. But at the same time, there was all this hanky-panky going on. It was more of like, we believed we were free, but we really weren't out of the oven yet. And as soon as the Washington D was set up, and they laid out the plans themselves, used their buddies, Illuminati. They were partners with the Masons. George Washington was a Mason. You know, there's good Masons, and there's bad Masons. Usually the hierarchy are the bad ones. Originally, the Masons started off as a good group, but they became compromised as time went on, just like all the other organizations get compromised. It's it's the way it is. As soon as people come up with anything good, the dark horses come in and set up their counter moves to spoil it. It's like a giant chess game that never ends. And that's the way it went. And then with the D.C., with Washington, D.C. was created, not part of the United States, really. Separate property, I think, it was owned by Britain or other people have claimed it too, but it's still not part of the United States, you know. It's not one of the 50 states, you know. It's a separate entity, and that gives it special powers for the corporate entities to use it to get away with stealing money from us and all kinds of other, you know, conspiracies. Yes, and all conspiracies are real. Never forget, it was the CIA, I believe, that invented the term conspiracy theory, or was it the FBI? Either way, you know, it was a term invented to kind of change when people come out and they want to tell the truth about what's been going on behind the scenes that is a negative form. And I say, there are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracy revealers. And believe me, there are plenty ongoing conspiracies, which gives me, reminds me, people, you know, I put out a great book 5 years ago. It's been laying out there, but it's still available, Connect the Dots Theory. And one of the chapters has 39 ongoing conspiracies, okay? I list 39 of them, and I stopped at 39 because I had to draw the line somewhere because there's a lot more going on. But you'll find out if you take the time to get yourself a download copy of it. It's dirt cheap for the price of a drink at a bar. You can have a copy of the most educational book. It's there to educate people with common sense and common, easy to understand language. And you'll be surprised at the 39 ongoing conspiracies that I list, because nobody else ever talks about them. And plus, you'll see the book, you'll see the pictures of what goes up and on in the sky and what flies around at night, leaving light trails. Pictures that nobody else in the whole wide world has ever put out there. If you have any interest or if you have any bit of inquisitiveness in your mind, you should get this gem of knowledge book, Connect the Dots Theory. And, you know, so I can make back some of the money I had to pay to put it out because I had to self-publish it. Because when it comes to revealing truths, not too many big corporations are interested in that kind of stuff. But I did it for the sake of humanity, and I still haven't made my money back because nobody's buying the book. The only publicity I have is when I talk for about a minute or two on the show. The name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory. I'm the author, Tom Edison. You can look at the first 40 pages for free. Just Google it, you know, Google it, Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. If you just put Connect the Dots Theory, the damn AI machines will take you to some quote by somebody famous, you know. I don't want to even mention other people's names, but that's what the machines want to do. But if you connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison, Google will give you the first 40 pages to free, and the first 40 pages include some interesting diagrams. It shows you what comes down out of the sky, including the bent, what I call the outline of a bent, ventilated air conditioning shaft that can swoop down and take out people. Yeah. If you're not paying attention late at night and the ETs are in your area, they can just send this thing down out of the top of the air and it'll just gobble you up. And, you know, I didn't have a camera with me, but I'm a pretty good fair artist and I drew a picture of it. and what it looks like, with the picture of me standing underneath it. And there must be some rule. If you see this thing, they won't pick you up, because believe me, I had a feeling that they were scoping me out to, kidnap me or something. But luckily, apparently, because I took notice of it coming near me, I was able to run away and save myself. Or I might not be doing this radio show tonight. But there's the picture of it right there, and I understood fully what it was when I saw it. And they can pop this device out of the sky anytime, any place they want. And you're not going to be able to see it. That's how people get abducted easily. You know, when they're out there in the wilderness, people, their friends, they might have a few friends with them. They see them, and a minute later, they're gone, and nobody knows what the hell happened to them, and they never find the body. Because with a device like that, it's invisible. You only can see the sparkling points of light in a pitch black area. In the daytime, they set this up. No way to tell it's there unless you've got some kind of scientific meter. But everybody should be interested. Do I have a caller?
Hi.
Hello, caller.
How are you? My name is Lynn. I'm Lynn from Sedona.
Well, yeah. How are you doing, Lynn? What's on your mind?
You were talking about your book, weren't you?
Yeah, that's were right. You? I have a book called Connect the Dots Theory.
Yeah, I've got that book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do.
I'm glad to hear at least a few people have bought it, you know?
Yeah. Yep, I sure have it.
But did you like anything particular in the book?
You know what? Yeah, and I've read it again not too long ago. The story about the frogs and the music.
Oh, yeah. It's a true
like
story,
it.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
Maybe all of us, I think, we've seen cartoon caricatures of frogs with a banjo or a guitar on.
Right.
And connotating that frogs could be singing. And
that's probably
story
why
in
you
my
see
book.
Those.
The frog, I had heard that I had frogs in a pond in front of my house. I had heard that if you sing the early Elvis Presley songs to animals, they all respond. Cows will give more milk. Birds will sing along. And so I went out there and tried it one day with a guitar, and I was amazed to find this frog pops his head out of the pond, hops on the land, and starts croaking, you know? I continued playing the song, and he was singing along, except he wasn't singing the same thing I was. Of course, he's singing a froggy language.
Right, right.
But
I guess so.
He was singing like, his own lead
harmony.
Lead vocal
harmony
on top of mine.
Yeah, he was harmonizing.
Yeah, so it was like a kind of a duet was going on here, harmony.
Are you sure he didn't have a banjo?
This happened many times. You know, so
cool.
Frogs will respond to Elvis Presley songs, the ballads, the early ones. And I guess that statement is true, you know. I never got to test it on cows, but that's what the story says. They put the
I've tested
the early Elvis record players in the barn with the cows and around the field, and the cows would end up getting more milk.
Yeah, and that was playing a lot back then.
Sometimes that's the magic of a great voice or the magic of music.
Of that, well, yeah.
Anything else you liked in the book?
Well, what frequency do you think that he was playing in? The 432, maybe?
Frog, yeah. Well, everything is connected to 432.
I know, Elvis.
I only found that out recently.
I meant Elvis, or you, in fact.
Back when this happened... I was still tuning my guitar to 440, so...
Okay, all right.
And the frog didn't let that bother him.
No, I guess not. Are you doing your guitar at 432 now?
And did his froggy vocals.
That's cute.
Tell people, radio listeners, frogs will sing along with you if you sing the right songs to them.
You ought to, yeah, people ought to, if a lot of people don't have this book, they really should. They should just gobble it up. That'd be cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your approval and recommendation.
Oh, I love this book. It's cool. It's actually very cool. And it's informative, too. And I like how it's different. It's laid out different than any other book I've ever picked up. But I
I'm glad you noticed that because I did something different with this book that nobody had ever done before.
I wanted to make
it simple for people to read. Yeah. So I did my best to keep out any complicated words. Because the idea of, writing words and it's communicating, and you want to make it simple. You make things too complicated, use complicated words, it makes it difficult for people to understand. And most people are not going to waste the time to get a dictionary to see what that fancy word means. They're just going to move along. And
we're not writing a report or anything, right?
So I decided to make it also easier. Every chapter, it's got 14 chapters in it, was going to start with page one and go as many pages as the chapter had, which was a different, I believe it would be an easier way to identify what chapter and page would be easier to find.
The only place I've ever seen anything like that is
did
like...
Did you find it easy or what?
I did. And it reminded me of the my manual in my car. You know, the Pontiac. I have a Pontiac. They kind of do it like that. So I thought that was cool. Very simple. But so that's the only other book I've ever seen like that. It's kind of like that.
It's
a good way to organize
I'm glad to hear you approved of that. And that's what's unique about the book, too, you know. That's the kind of person I am. I'm always trying to cut a new path through the woods.
You know, huh? Yeah, you probably got...
what's already there, you know.
You probably have a pretty good...
That's who I am. I'm that
you kind of probably have a really cool project, too, that you're doing, I bet. You know, the humanitarian projects.
I'm always working on projects.
Yeah,
I'm always doing things. No matter what I do, I kind of put my mark on it. Because I look to improve things. And I've been very successful at doing that in my life. Probably the thing I'm least successful at is making a lot of money.
That's not important, really.
Well, I know I'm not alone there, you know.
Yeah, right. Because it's not...
Other people have that same dilemma.
The problem with money is that, the way they got it set up here now is that even if there's something that needs to be done, if there's no profit in it, it's not going to be done. And that's the problem with this money situation we got.
Yeah, right. That is the problem with the capitalistic system, you know.
I mean,
everything about
but
money. Well, what about all the things that you really can't make money off of that are good for society? I mean, that's why we're all screwed with the oil industry and the expensive cost of energy. Because
the way it's set up,
free energy. Once it's set up, you have the initial cost of setting up the equipment. It's free, and
after that,
you don't have to get taxed on it anymore or have paid for it. So it's just a one-time initial
cost. You shouldn't have had to in the first place.
Set up, and I believe plenty of people would volunteer to do that for nothing to help set it up if they knew we all could get free energy. And,
Tesla was looking at
that's,
it.
That's for certain, you know. That prevents us from having free energy because the corporations want to make money. So they make sure that we don't have access to free energy because then they couldn't milk us for all that money.
Got the dirt. Sad
but true, you know. But things are on the way of changing a little bit.
Yeah, I can't really picture it.
I saw on Twitter the other day somebody's showing you how you can grow your plants bigger by.
I saw that too.
A wire 6 foot up in the air around a pole down to the ground and down underneath all the vegetables and plants you're growing. And then up on the other side goes up an aluminum pole with a zinc, large zinc bolt put on it.
I saw that.
Sets up an automatic.
You got to ground it. You got to ground it. Now, there was something else I was saying. I forgot what I was.
It sets up a free energy.
You
got to
ground it. I saw that.
Taking the energy out of the air. You have a complete cycle then.
That's what I came across.
And
the food,
you know, the little bits are coming out here and there. The only thing about this thing called the event coming, after the event, we're going to have full disclosure of everything.
I hope.
And we're going to have visitations from beings from other worlds. And
what's
they're the ones who can disclose it.
What's the disclosure going to look like? The fake U.S. government.
They are never going to tell us anything.
What is the disclosure going to look like when they bring it? Do you have any clue on that? I mean, any ideas? But people say a lot of
Gordon, can you speak up a little louder? What?
What is the disclosure going to look like?
Oh, disclosure? Well, the information I've gotten about it is basically off that site, the 2012portal.blogspot.com, which is a representation of the Good Galactic Confederation Nations of the Galaxy and other galaxies that are here to help us ascend up to this event. And once they finally physically land right after the event on our planet, they will check off the broadcast systems, all the broadcasting networks, because they have the technology to do that, and they will begin disclosing things to us. One thing at a time, I guess. And you know, the big disclosures will probably be how we've been lied to, how we've been cheated, how we've been deceived, religions or orthodox religions are filled with tainted information, and all those kind of things like that. And they'll be talking about, you know, free energy, and they'll be talking about free med beds for healing with vibrations.
Lynn, I
hate to ask you, but can you, put the phone closer or speaker on or just talk a little louder, because it's hard for me to hear with the connection. Scream at me.
Did that help at all?
Yeah, there's something weird with the connection. And this is Connect the Dots Theory, so.
Right.
I have to blame it on the phone company. You know? These digital signals from antenna to antenna, and the AI technology trying to find the quickest route and trying to save money. Again, corporations trying to save money by rerouting the calls different ways. They mess up the signal, you know? I mean, sometimes, talking to somebody on the phone and it comes, you know, the signal is all like blurred up. It's breaking down and stuff like that. What do you think about that? Can you hear me, Lynn? Lynn, are you still there? Oh, well, you might have lost that caller. But that's the problem with the damn phone system. You know, all calls used to be pretty clear when everybody had landlines. But when we go through the digital systems And then some of them connect, are connecting via the clouds. And you get too many connections and you lose quality, not to mention we're talking in English here, the English language of the 26 letters, 9 of them sound pretty much identical. And digital technology doesn't discern those 9 letters too well.
Cool.
Whereas it was never a problem before, but that's the problem with digital phone service.
Tom,
will
are
they
you there?
Go back to landlines? Probably not. After the event, which the time limit is at, the time guess time is about a year away. I think I've lost the caller. Bad call, you know, bad connection. Blame it on the phone company. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the corrupt politicians. Blame it on the New World Order. Blame it on all those other bad, money-hungry people. You know, we had a great system with the landline phones. And, you know, for profit or whatever, it was taken down and we got replaced with this inferior digital phone service. Plus, it's dangerous, the 5G system. Now, most people don't realize that you are putting your, weakening your body by putting that phone up to your head. And you're standing too close to your Wi-Fi system with the router. You know, the router is putting out dangerous 5G energies. These are interfering with your normal molecular structures and the signal. You know, we are electric beings. And it's interfering with the electric signals inside your body, as well as other things, plus it can cause cancer. So people need to find out and use some common sense, because the products you buy, they don't warn you that don't stand next to the router. And the only way to find out how bad all these things are is to get yourself a meter, an RF meter, radio frequency meter. They go for around $400. You can get them for more expensive, though, but that's, you know, your life is worth $400. You know, maybe you can buy it for $375. I don't know. You have to go shopping. Mine, I paid, I think, $350-something for when I bought it. But, you know, prices go up on everything. And I was shocked to find out when I bought it that, man, this is dangerous here. This is dangerous there. And closer you are to something, the meter goes off the scale. And It's amazing, the different, like you're standing one place, it's okay, you walk 3 feet over and you're in a really high dangerous zone. So, you really need a meter to know where your safe spots are. And your home is dangerous too. Most people have Wi-Fi and they have routers, you know, the cordless phones people have in their houses, too. That's like a router, you know, broadcasting through all the house. And you're told, oh, look, I can get a phone signal everywhere in my house. But when you you don't understand that dangerous frequencies are being sent through your walls to your phone when you have it on, even if you're not talking on it. You know, people don't realize either. You got the phone turned on, you've got it right up against your body. That's pulsating dangerous, harmful signals into your body. And you know, everybody's got a different immune system. some people can handle it more than others, but it's going to have a negative effect regardless. So if you have the opportunity to have a landline phone, have one installed, throw the router out, and try to get rid of those cordless phones, you know, for your own safety. And you women that walk around with the phones, your cell phone stuck down between your breasts, you know, and your bra, you're harming your breasts. You're exposing your breasts to frequencies that could cause breast cancer. You should be concerned about that. And you women walking around with babies, don't be giving the cell phone to a baby. You know, a real small one. First of all, their skulls are not as thick as yours, so their brains are being interfered with by holding onto a cell phone. And the new cell phones are, they're all 5G. They all put out a dangerous signal. You put a meter up to them, and man, the meter goes off the scale. You can't even find out how dangerous it is. It's beyond dangerous. And this is very serious stuff, you know? And you can have a problem if they put a cell phone down right up in front of your house. You could be it could be dangerous just living inside your house. And that goes along with the smart meters, too, they put on the side of your house. These are dangerous things. Government doesn't want to do anything about it. At least in the U.S., government doesn't want to do anything about it. I think they, maybe one country in South America finally got rid of the 5G antennas and stuff, but you got to speak up, you know? You got to find ways to confront the phony politicians. Hey, and I just said earlier, check out this girl, Michelle Kahan, K-L-A-N-N, and her the People's Operation Restoration.com. Find out what she's doing. You could probably do it to your own local officials. And I'm serving them a writ. And demand that they either resign or take care of these problems. And that's it. If you think you're saving yourself money because the electric company told you put the smart meter up. Yeah, it's convenient for them, but it's harmful to you. You need to talk to your neighbors about this. You know, the government isn't going to do it for you. Government is the enemy. And it's we need to talk more about, you know, U.S. government, many other governments too. They're corporate governments. They're not real governments. They work. They're a corporation, and they make up decrees and you know, all these things you have to obey. They tell you you have to obey, but they're not real laws because they're not a real government. And like in the United States, court system, the legal system, it's still working on maritime law, which is not common law, which the U.S. Constitution, I believe, was founded on. And so, hey, check out that girl, Michelle Kahn, or Mickey Kahn, K-L-A-N-N. And you'll find a lot of important information. A great battle was won by her just recently in her county of, what's it called again? Maricopa, Arizona. The but people, you got also have to talk to your neighbors about the dangers we're all being exposed to. And now we got to worry about the food even more. Of course, a lot of us know about the GMOs, but a lot of us don't. And you need to find out what's in the fast food. Most of us still like to go to the fast food restaurant, but the quality of the food has gone down, and the food even couldn't be considered safe anymore. It was only a couple of years ago McDonald's was found having, I don't know, baby parts or some kind of human remains in their hamburger meat. And it was on the news for one day, and it was forgotten. They didn't get fined for that or anything, but What makes you think they're still not doing that? I mean, anything to save money. I mean, hey, for all we know, the fast food companies buy up corpses, you know, and grind it up. Are you going to know it's in there or not? You're not, because you're not at the plant where they grind up the stuff. And this kind of nonsense goes on everywhere, you know. A number of years ago, Japanese got caught putting cardboard in bread to make more profit. You know, you look at labels on most of your foods nowadays, you got to realize that loaded up with corn syrup, and that's probably not organic corn syrup. It's high fructose corn syrup, GMO, from a GMO corn crop. And that's what helps make people fat. And you're going to have plenty of that in your fast food. And plus, over half the things in the supermarket are really dead. They're just contrivances. Because when you start denaturizing anything, it loses its real value. And if your body can't recognize an original food signal, it's going to treat it like a waste product. These are serious things to consider. Plus, you got to figure, like everybody said, growing crops outdoors, you know, they put the organic label on it. But if that organic food is grown in an area where the chemtrail planes are flying every day, those aluminum particles and other dangerous poisons are going to land on the crop and get absorbed into the food. How do you know it's not happening? You know, how do you know where your supplier is really growing the food? You know, we need to get rid of these supermarkets, really. In a certain way, yeah, they're really convenient, but it would be better if there was a local farm in every neighborhood and people went to the local farms and supported their local farmers, and they would know if it was chemtrail planes flying over their neighborhood or not. These are serious things. Of course, government isn't going to do anything because they'll just take the bribe money to do nothing, and that's all they care about. Plus, they're all fake, you know, they're fraudulent elected officials because they haven't, most of them probably haven't taken an oath, and there's more problems with other things, too, and we the people need to serve them publicly to prove they haven't done something wrong, to prove they are who they are, and to prove they've taken an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution. And we'll find that many of these so-called elected officials are fraudulent. Plus, we need to inform them that they're serving the corporation, which I think it's still controlled by the crown in jolly old England. London City, you know, a separate entity, not even a country, it's a separate entity unto itself. And that's really controls the U.S. corporation, I believe that's correct. There might be some other people having control now, yeah, parts of the New World Order. They've got their hands in everything. And all these bad things are being done to us, you know? So there's so much more we have to be careful about that we didn't have to be careful about years ago. And we need to stop trusting government. We need to stop complying with these ridiculous requests. And it shocks me. I'm New York City. We have probably more free television networks here than anywhere in the world. And on just too many of the stations, they're advertising, still conning people, go get some more vaccines, keep up your vaccines, you know, blah, blah, blah. When it's been proven that these vaccines are dangerous, these vaccines have caused countless problems over the decades, you know. They connect them to Alzheimer's disease and everything else under the sun. And plus, they're putting in the nanoparticles in some of these vaccines with the last rollout of them. They had self-replicating nanoparticles, I believe. And they start forming things inside your body. They form shapes and they create havoc all on the inside of your body, and your body's immune system has a real difficulty even to know what to do with these new creations that it never came across before. And a lot of them find a way past the brain barrier. These vaccines that they killed people with, millions of people got killed. Millions of people are suffering with lifetime illnesses because of that. Real health care is still being prevented from us. You know, it was 100 years ago, people like Rife, look him up, figured out that he could cure any disease with his Rife machine. All he had to do, he invented it himself, he found a device that could determine the frequency of anything. Everything has its own identifiable frequency, and this is, we're talking real healthcare here. Then he created a machine that used light to duplicate the frequency of the contamination, you know, the pathogen, whatever you want to call it, the negative parasite or whatever inside your body. And when all he had to do was broadcast through his light machine, broadcasting frequencies through light waves, that it would annihilate the undesirable pathogen or sickness immediately, and the patient was cured. I mean, that is real health care. But of course, the government found out about that along with the pharmaceutical industry, and they were horrified because this kind of a machine of really helping people and permanently curing them of their ailment was going to cost them big money. And for the sake of money, they have deprived the human race of real health care that really works. It's non-invasive, and it's perfect, and it's scientific. Meanwhile, countless millions of dollars are wasted on looking for vaccines to cure things, and vaccines don't cure anything. All they do is put more poisons in your body. There is no logic to vaccines. This is BBS Internet Radio. We can say these things here. We don't have to worry about anybody telling us that we can't say this. You know, we speak the truth here. I speak the truth. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. There is no logic to vaccines. When you have an understanding of all the complexities that make up a human being, we're not talking about just the physical here. We're talking about the etheric, the astral, the soul, the spirit, and the light that surrounds the human being, the aura. All of these aspects together is what makes up a human being. And when you try to correct a situation by only dealing with one aspect, the physical, you're always going to be unsuccessful. And the idea of injecting poisons into people is insane. And the rationale of the doctors has always been, we know we have a good vaccine if we get a strong reaction. That is so illogical. If you inject poison into a healthy body and get a strong reaction, that's saying that you injected some terrible poison into the body. And for you to think that you're going to help cure somebody or boost their immune system by that. No, you're only going to tax their immune system. It's so illogical, and people need to challenge this. I don't care how smart you are, you think you're your doctor. You can't negate what I just said. In fact, you probably don't know about the other aspects of what makes up a human being. Occasionally, they get a guess a few things, right? You know, pimple medication might work or something like that. But when you're talking about cancer and real serious internal problems, you know, these vaccines have to go in the trash, period. And so much money and people's time is wasted on doing tests on them. And then you impose the testing on helpless animals like rabbits and mice and rats and stuff like that. And you put them through all kinds of torturous hell to try to find a product that might work for humans. How ungodly is that? I mean, really, there should be no animal testing of anything. You know? We know what the truth is about healthcare, and we need to stop, we need to stop going along with the quackery of doctors who are agents, sales agents for the pharmaceutical companies. Let me just remind everybody what happens, how the partners in crime work here. Sure, there's a few good doctors that mean well, but they also need to face up to the fact that some of the things they were taught in med school is pure insanity. Vaccines are insanity. There is no logic to it. And I defy any doctor to call into my radio show, and I don't care if it's been the famous ones, but, and I'll just tell them what I've been telling you right now, that you probably know nothing. Tell us all about what you know about the astral body and the etheric body and the aura and the spirit and the soul. Tell us what you learn, know all about that, plus the physical body. And I guarantee all of them will fail miserably. They'll be going, humana, humana, humana. Yeah. And they won't know what to say because they don't understand there's a bigger picture to humanity here than what we've been conned on believing. You know, this whole pharmaceutical crap started over 100 years ago. And even in the beginning, people were suspecting something is wrong here. And they were warning people back then. And we know now that the big flu epidemic of 1918 had to do with injecting people with poisons and telling them to wear masks, which further created problems. There's no logic to wearing a mask, pretty much. Maybe if you're in an operating room and the patient is cut open, the doctor's operating, yeah, we can understand they wear a mask for the duration of the operation so that they don't spew no germs into the opened up cavity of the body. We can understand that. But outside of something like that, people walking around in public, children going to school forced to wear masks, that is insanity. There's no common sense to it, but everybody went along with it because they were bullied to get along with it. Hey, people, patriots, we got a lot of work to do here. And my final words here again, I'll give the name again. Check her out, Michelle Klann, K-L-A-N-N, and her People's Operation Restoration.com. She's leading the way in the battle here, and we all can follow up and do the same thing in our communities too. We need to take control of our crooked governments and tell them, you're fraudulent. You don't have any business here. You're nothing but pawns for the corporations, and you're not serving us. And you either resign or rectify the situations that we want rectified. Simple as that, or we're going to have the military arrest you for treason. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. On a good note, hey, there's me see what I... Approximately 8 hours from now, check your clock, a global peace meditation will be taking place. I want all you listeners to participate. You know? So you figure out 8 hours from whatever time it is on your clock. Get up and participate. The place to find out how to participate, you go to the 2012 portal.blogspot.com. And the time clock is there telling you the exact moment of participation. It's important that we all do this at the same time. And if we all should be thinking about peace in the Middle East before the crazy people start killing more innocent people. Craven. If you got nothing to do, go to check out my song, Jerusalem, on my CD Baby album on YouTube. Maybe the song is Jerusalem. It's on my CD Baby album called Songs Better Than Dylan. Would be track number 9, I believe. Number 9. And listen to the lyrics. It's a peaceful solution to the crisis in Palestine. Share it with your friends. Record your own version of it. Make an attempt to get it airplayed because the whole world needs to hear this. You know, it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Let's bring our love into the street. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to give you the countdown. You're going to hear it. Late guitar solo. And my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Yes, I am. Are you? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Those songs can be found on YouTube also. Okay, Master Engineer, here's the countdown. And hey, before I give you the countdown, hey, everybody, listen, tell your friends to tune in next week. And hey, if you got a phone, it's a call-in radio show. Tell us something, educate us all on Radio Free America. Okay? Mr. Engineer, just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
much too soon. Two steps away from a clean getaway, but just who betrayed who? When all else fails, all else fails, there's a halo she wears, pulling her through, calling to you. All else fails, all else fails, there's a halo she wears, trying to be her own mystery.
Streets. Then I just wanna smile. wanna smile in my sleep. Merrily, merrily, nightmares all the time. No one hears the screams, just wave as I float by. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.
Satin, he's a big time shark.
Fallen angel.
I know a brother, ooh, he's mean as sin. He's got a brother who's just like him, living over in Moscow. Two of a kind, how come a great power got the junk in mind?
Fallen angel.
They never get enough. Don't you wanna turn them around, turn them around? I know a man in the USA. He running guns with the CIA. He's the best that being bad can be. Who think he'd do it all for me? What's it matter if you're green or red? The Yankee dollar or the commie threat? When the real power in the real world will deny it all. They never get enough. Fallen angels. They got the addictions. Fallen angels. They litter the skies. Fallen angels. Don't you wanna turn them around, turn them around? You believe in the system from the top on down. Potential is a beautiful thing. Hard to keep believing in the big time. Now you're sinking in the wind. Starlight, star bright. Somebody going down tonight. Stay true and it was time to lie. You got it right. A fallen angel. Never get enough. Fallen angel. They got the addiction. Fallen angels, they litter the skies. Fallen angels, don't you wanna turn them around, turn them around? Fallen angels, never get enough, never get enough. Fallen angels, they got the addiction. Fallen angels, they litter the.
BBS Radio TV, new media, new information, new you. Who knew? Well, now you do.
BBS Radio TV, we've connected the world. Powerful personalities providing illuminating information.
I should know it was there right in front of my eyes. Skeletons and everything on a blanket of sand where the creatures had died. held my breath, oh, what a sting. High up, a riot of cries. All the birds are circling, sure that the moon will provide. Hoping God is hurrying. If we hit high tide, the banks are gonna break. The flood comes rushing over the castles that we made. If we hit high tide, I will let the one that dragged me back into the ocean, back into the ocean. Thought the wall that we built on the beach would be strong. I tried to make it beautiful, pulling down tiny stones with my hands. I was wrong. I started my own funeral. It's easy to see it too late. When the waves come crashing in, trying to plan my escape, stop myself from drowning. If we hit high tide, the banks are gonna break. The flood comes rushing over the castles that we made. If we hit high tide, I will let the water drag me back into the ocean, back into the ocean. Deep beneath the sea I wait, counting on the current's way to pick me up and start again. Does the circle never end? If we hit high tide, the banks are gonna break. The flood comes rushing over the castles that we made. If we hit high tide, I will let the water drag me back into the ocean, back into the ocean.
Good of you to come. Fake it, but don't believe it. Bathe in the black and sun. I see you. Going on, I'm scared, I'm not prepared. There's nobody home anymore. Faded with hearts divided, never been closer, never. Don't deserve it.
Here is my room. This is my arm. Here is my hand. Here is my heart. Follow the echo, Lelia. There is a girl old inside. She is the child I never had. So I've a daughter somewhere in Australia. And the wine is strong, and the wine is slow, and my cup does overflow. Meet me on the town. Anytime I'll take you down to a drinking hole where we both can drown. We know there's no tomorrow, and we know there is no shame in calling a rose by another name. Father, daughter, the truth is only sorrow. They say that I am crazy, they say that I am sly, they say that I drink, and they say that I lie. And indeed, I do. My mind turns slow like a time's arrow. Where were you 20 years ago? When I needed you. And the wine is strong, and the wine is slow, and my cup does overflow. Meet me on the town, anytime I'll take you down to a drinking hole where we both can drown. We know there's no tomorrow, and we know there is no shame in calling a rose by another name. We're playing the father-daughter game. Truth is sorrow. When I switch on my mind, I switch off my phone, don't you know? The poet must be alone. I write creative violence, but children are cruel, horribly cruel, and you know there's no fool like an old. Cries the silence. And the wine is strong, and the wine is slow, and my cup does overflow.
Thank you. BBS Radio TV, you've reached this recording in error. Please